Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Investing in gold has been a hot topic as coronavirus volatility drives investors to safe haven. Today, we're taking a look at mobile app Troy Gold, which offers its user base the opportunity to buy and sell fractional gold, silver, and platinum. Their mission? To disrupt the traditional financial system by allowing users to pay for everyday retail items eventually with gold. You can do it now through the app's wallet function. We welcome Dane Viljoen, co-founder and CSO of Troy Gold, along with Bastiat Viljoen, also co-founder and CEO of Troy Gold, as we get to know the mobile app and the people behind it. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having us.
Great to speak with you. All right, let's start with what you sell, which is fractional gold, a fraction of an ounce. So why would someone buy fractional gold and not physical gold or a gold ETF or perhaps a share in Barrick Mining like Buffett, for example?
Well, I think that really comes down to the fact of counterparty risk. I think physical gold is very much an underserved asset class when you compare it to equities and other more traditional asset classes. So when you own physical gold, you really are owning an asset that is no one else's liability. When you own more derivative forms of gold, for example, a paper gold ETF version or even a gold mine, there is always some form of fractional gold, depending on which derivative you may own. So it's very much a completely different asset class to those other assets. I think physical gold has always been a safe haven, a store of value, because you don't own any counterparty risk. So you would very much use physical gold for that insurance aspect, whereas, you know, the other gold asset classes, like a gold ETF or a share in Barrick Gold, you would use for perhaps more tracking the price of gold or different reasons. So that's the main difference in the asset class.
Bastiat, do you have a view on the worth of buying fractional gold?
So you just broke up slightly?
What is the worth, what is the value of buying fractional gold versus other means investing in gold?
Absolutely. I think, as I mentioned, gold is very much a safe haven asset and a store of value and a hedge against inflation. Now, physical gold is such an underserved asset class. It is very much reserved towards the financial elite. So we believe that every man on the street should have access to this tool in their toolbox to protect themselves from inflation as a store of value. So allowing the fractionalization of gold, real physical gold, I think that is very important for every man to have access to that. So that's the value of having a fraction.
There's been a lot of interest in gold recently, a lot of discussion as to how high the price of gold can go. Can you share with us a little bit about the origins of this company, which seems ahead of the curve? When did it start? What was the inspiration for Troy Gold?
So I think, first of all, gold is very much in our DNA. Coming from South Africa, gold, Troy has, South Africa has been a gold producer for years. Personally, Dane and I, we've done our stint in investment banking in trenches, advising the gold mines and corporate M&A, and we've also operated and owned a deep-level gold mine. So we've really understood the entire value chain of gold, and we saw a gap in the market where, as I said, it's very much an underserved asset class and not really catering toward the retail investor. Also, we saw that the global monetary policies, you know, there is an uptick in inflation coming, and being sound money advocates, we believe that the market should be able to, or the average man on the street should be able to have a mechanism to protect themselves from this coming inflation. So that was very much the genesis behind the forming of Troy Gold.
All right. Can you share with our listeners how long Troy Gold has been around and the average transaction size?
In terms of the average transaction size, we formed in South Africa in 2018, and we very much chose Singapore to be our area of expansion. Dane will go into that a bit later. Mm-hmm. So I think what's special about Troy Gold is that it's a digital platform where users can buy and sell real physical precious metals in any quantity, and that precious metals are safely stored in a vault in Singapore. I think the three most important things that we're proud of on the platform is that when you buy gold on the platform, mm-hmm. you are buying that direct legal ownership. So you are not taking any counterparty risk. Also, as we mentioned, that we can fractionalize the gold. So our technology takes a bar or a coin, mm-hmm. splits it into many different parts. So when you come onto the platform, you can buy as little as 0.02 grams of real physical gold without any counterparty risk. And you do that through co-ownership in a specific coin or bar. I think one of the most exciting features I think that we're proud of is that we think it's one of the most cheapest ways to own physical precious metals and physical gold. And we do that because we've introduced a model very much akin to the Robin Hood model in the United States. I know you're quite familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Where we don't charge any commissions or premiums on our gold. So we're quite confident that'll be one of the cheapest ways to buy any quantity of physical precious metals.
So you can have a free account, but you also have a paid-for subscription that ranges between $8.99 and $12.99 for your gold and your metal account. What are the differences in terms of what I'll be able to do or access that these accounts provide for your users? The difference between a free and perhaps your gold account? Dane?
Sorry, I'm catching. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Perfect. I think, again, as Bastard mentioned, if you are earning money, you're effectively an investor. And, you know, we believe that it shouldn't be reserved for the financial elite or have high cost barriers. So what we try to do with our different accounts is effectively not rule anybody out in the market, mm-hmm. but allow anybody that wants to come to our marketplace to enjoy the benefits, but also make sure that we provide different levels of value. So the free account is effectively, you know, like Bass said, you can purchase physical gold at 0.02 grams, very, very low minimum investment, and you can still enjoy the no commission, no premium prices. As we move up to the gold and the metal account, $8.99, $12.99 a month, we also felt that the world is moving into sort of the subscription model pricing. We're used to digital experiences as users, and we felt that a once-off or a single fee per month is definitely the way to go. That includes all of the costs of vaulting and insurance and services that we can provide. So the two paid tiers is effectively an all-inclusive fee as an investor for the physical costs of physical gold that you're investing in. But then as you move up to the top tier, you effectively have the other metals at your disposal as well. You do add silver and platinum, not just gold.
This is Money and Me, and we are speaking to the co-founders of Troy Gold. They're a mobile app that allows you to buy and sell fractional gold, silver, and platinum. Dane Viljoen and Bastiat Viljoen, the co-founders and CEO and CSO of the company, joining me live, investors. All right, share with us a little bit about your long-term vision. I understand both of you have a vision of the use of gold as an alternative currency to money. Can you elaborate on that?
Michelle, I think we're quite passionate about this one, and because we think and feel that the, you know, past 6,000 years of our human civilization, gold has been used as money, almost the first commodity money, and that's pretty much because of two main properties. It's, you know, it's the store of value, and it's the best store of value, and then it's also acted as a medium of exchange. But today in modern monetary systems, we don't have that direct commodity or physical backing on our currency anymore. So effectively, the money we use is based on faith in the issuing government. So what we have been seeing currently on a global scale, especially around the time of this pandemic, is that national fiat currencies are being debased by central bank policies. And I think it's actually been quite incredible that we've started seeing these private monies competing. So we've had the rise of cryptocurrencies mm-hmm. and Bitcoin since 2011. We just believe that in a market, and the market is competitive, there's no reason that the oldest money in the world should not also be competing. So at the moment, as a first phase in our app, you know, we actually have a peer-to-peer funds transfer via our Send Gold function. Mm-hmm. You can send or pay anybody, any other Troy user in gold, at zero cost. I think sort of ultimately you mentioned we want to get into we want to be able to compete where you can actually buy coffee and walk down the street and go and buy coffee with your gold holdings. We're currently working with authorities and card issuers to integrate sort of those payment mechanisms in the open loop. Mm-hmm. But ideally, you'd be able to have a Visa card or a MasterCard with your gold on it and pay for your lunch with it.
Yes. I believe Revolut has that linked up with a MasterCard. But who is using gold as money on your system? What do people typically use gold as payments for?
We find that it's very much small sort of microcosms between friends or families. So we also see sort of sole proprietors as well, so musicians, smaller businesses where the owner is sort of the sole shareholder, and they're actually, as a merchant, they're asking for customers, would you perhaps send me some gold, climb on the app? And then, like I said, we're actually seeing sort of families and friends sharing it between each other, whether they're paying each other, almost sort of a barter transaction. But at the moment, it's very organic and very grassroots in a sense, and a very microcosm. But hopefully at scale, it will need to morph and translate into scale and more higher adoption. But I think we're very, very much far away from that at the moment. Mm-hmm. We just hope that slowly but surely, as our access and awareness increases, that people will start looking at gold as well as an option.
I understand that you both created a gold mining business in the gold fields of South Africa, and that you're joining us live from South Africa right now, correct?
Yes, we've been in quite a strict lockdown, so we're just coming out of that. Unfortunately, our international borders are still closed.
Oh.
So instead of being in Singapore, we are in South Africa.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. I know it's really early in the morning there. I wonder if you could share a little why you've set your sights on growing your business from Singapore.
Well, I think, growing up in Africa, we've definitely experienced sort of the first-hand effects of poor economic policies. We're right next door to Zimbabwe as well. We've always read during our studies in economics and finance, we've read about the miracle of Singapore, free markets and business and investor-friendly economy. But it was always a dream for us to house one of the most, our business endeavor in one of the most economically free jurisdictions in the world. And the fact that it's a fintech and we're definitely, poised as or determined to be the best gold fintech. We felt that we definitely want to come and have a look. And I think it was about 2017 we started coming to Singapore, and we received our precious metals dealing license last year. I think that and accompanied with the fact that in 2012 there was actually legislation, groundbreaking legislation in Singapore, that made it extremely attractive destination for all physical precious metals owners and investors, because there were certain tax exemptions on investing grade bullion. So I think the combination meant that it definitely become the capital for trading and storing of physical bullion. So we felt that that's definitely the epicenter going forward for precious metals, and we definitely want to use it as a Singapore as a base then to service and the whole of Southeast Asia, if we can. So we're quite excited that there are these economies, specifically Singapore, that has this track record of being business and investor friendly, and creating prosperity. So it was a bit of a no-brainer for us. We definitely think going forward it's a place to be in our industry.
So I downloaded your app, and it's really easy to use. Really easy for me to deposit money. You accept Pay Now and Grab Pay. How does one get paid out from your app?
Very, very similarly. As you mentioned, we have a variety of onboarding mechanisms, so you can use a variety of the Singaporean local payment method to purchase precious metals. When you want to sell, you very simply just click on how much you want to sell, and you provide your banking details, and within an instant, we automatically transfer the proceeds of your sale
directly to your bank account. I think the important part is we wanted to allow physical gold to operate exactly like your fiat system would and your bank account would. So we try to remove as much friction from that onboarding and offboarding process as possible, and hence the variety of payment methods. In fact, globally, if you're in the UK, for example, mm-hmm. you'd be able to access local payment methods to acquire gold that is sitting safely in Singapore. So yeah, just trying to solve that friction problem of real physical gold.
What is driving the red-hot demand for gold? Let's get to know you and your thoughts on gold a little bit better. What do you think investors can take away in terms of what's been driving the demand for gold in 2020 so far? And what do you see as opportunities for gold for the later part of this year?
Yes, so I think you have to very much divide that into two separate parts. In the short term, because gold is a safe haven and asset, any uncertainty or volatility in the market will naturally always drive the gold price up, which I guess we've had plenty of. In the more short or the more medium to long term, the fundamentals definitely take over. We see the real driver of the gold price being the interest rate environment, and especially the yield environment. Because gold does not earn a dividend or a yield, of course, there is an opportunity cost in holding that insurance effectively. So when the interest rate environment becomes favorable for gold, as it currently is, where globally central banks are decreasing the interest rate, that opportunity cost of holding gold decreases significantly, and it makes a lot more sense to own gold. And we see this as the Fed has come out with their new monetary policy. This low interest rate environment will continue for years to come. And especially if you have inflation picking up amid that low interest rate environment, you'll actually start going into a negative real interest rate, which means the nominal rate minus the inflation rate. And that's really when gold will shine. So I think for us, we see that being the climate for, you know, the next 5 years at least. So we're very bullish on gold.
Bastiat Viljoen and Dane Viljoen are both co-founders of Troy Gold, a mobile app that allows you to trade in fractional gold, silver and platinum. I wonder if you can share with us how this volatility, what has that meant for your user base? You know, you started in 2018. What sort of audience size do you have, and have you seen an increase in that with the COVID pandemic impacting markets?
Absolutely. I think we've very much been helped by the rise in the gold price. Gold has very much been on in the headline news. So we've had a lot of interest from pretty much the range of investors. We have, you know, the small investors that come in and buy very tiny fractions of gold to protect themselves. Then we have those investors that use our system very much as a monthly savings account, where every month they put, you know, $100 to $200 in there, just as a savings account. And then we also had even very large investors use our platform because it's pretty much the cheapest physical gold that you can get. So we've very much seen a range of uses, from very much a store of value every month to even speculation, which is funny for physical assets. It's not. It's generally more store value, but because of the cheap prices, we've seen some speculation as well. So huge volumes in the last couple of months. So it's been good for us.
All right. So just to clarify, you both are brothers, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So brothers starting a mobile app. What is your vision for the app moving forward, guys?
We very much, as I said, we started in South Africa, so we've got a great foothold here. So the next frontier for us is establishing ourselves in Singapore and expanding into the East Asian market. I think the Asian market is very much a gold cultural market, so we're excited about that. And then, of course, bringing the functionality as a currency for gold and introducing that into the Singaporean and Asian market. I think that will be one of the first in that market. So hopefully we'll be able to be on the vanguard there.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Bastiat and Dan Viljoen, both co-founders of Troy Gold.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.